Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try. Down to Biscayne.
Yikes. Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Butler said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor plan, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's about to have the guts. We're here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, welcome into a special live edition of Five on the Floor here on the Five Reasons Sports Network. I've already screwed up. We just started. We're going to put this on the pod feed later, so if you subscribe to that, make sure you check that out, whether it's Spotify, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or any of them. We're also on Dash Radio every single night at 7 p.m. That's on the Nothing But Net channel. But yes, at times we are here on the Five Reasons YouTube channel. We decided to go live here today to give people an opportunity to interact. So this, if you're listening to this on the pod feed, be a little sloppier episode than you're used to, but you're going to get a lot of information. As we know it, this is at 7 p.m. Eastern on Sunday night prior to free agency opening officially at 6 p.m. on Monday. We are sponsored by many people today, including, see, I've got it, I can actually show it, Therapist Preferred. These are the strawberry lemonade gummies. These are my favorite. Make sure you check out therapistpreferred.com for 25% off. Use the code 5REASONS. This is recommended by physical therapists for recovery, for sleep. I need them to sleep. People are now used to hearing me say that, but it is true. I don't sleep otherwise. So make sure you get these. And again, you will not fail a drug test. They don't have anything in there that you got to be worried about. But this is premium CBD. Therapistpreferred.com. Use the code 5REASONS for 25% off. All right, let me introduce the cast of characters here tonight. Above me, wearing the Basketball Town hat, something I think I coined on 790 The Ticket when I used to work there. Greg Sylvander, right above. Alex Toledo has joined us today as well. He'll be breaking down the basketball aspects of a lot of this stuff we're going to talk about tonight. Of course, Greg is the voice of the Heat fan. Thank you for the there we go. I'm not going to read that, but I appreciate the $1.99. And then we've got our guy Adam Barai, who actually does exist. We believe he's found an apartment, so he's not living in my basement anymore. People asked me that question, but you can find him at various Twitter handles, some of which he does not want me to mention. All right, let's get
basement
to it.
Available.
A basement may be available. I have a house
just vacated.
House that's no longer available. All right, we're gonna get to your super chat comments. We appreciate those, and we'll make sure that we read those, provided, of course, that we can read them. Let's get to the latest. Again, it's 7 p.m. on Sunday, and what our reporting is today, and a lot of this stuff is fluid. We're reporting things the Heat are trying to do, not things necessarily the Heat have accomplished. Let's be clear on that, okay? But we have an understanding of what they're trying to accomplish, and we'll try to go through it. Earlier today, we reported something that I've heard for about a month, maybe 2 months. We've hinted at it at times, that they would like to get both Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan. Of course, DeRozan now with the Spurs, Lowry with Toronto, but they played together for several years in Toronto. And the questions were sort of how you, Curtis Hero, thank you for the Super Chat Heat legend, Andy Ellisberg. We will get to that because it's going to be a lot of work for Andy to do here over the next few hours. But basically, DeRozan and Lowry have wanted to play together. We've heard that this was a target for the Heat for a while. Jimmy Butler, of course, very close with Kyle Lowry, but also close with DeMar DeRozan. So we heard about it. We kind of put it to the side. And then over the past sort of 24 hours, I started hearing more rumblings about it, that the Heat were trying to accomplish this. But a lot of this depended on the player options. And that's where we're going to get to Adam, because this is something that we understand they are still trying to accomplish. But it may not be as easy as it appeared before they did not exercise the option for Andre Iguodala. So I'm going to go to Adam on sort of the news aspect of it, Greg on the cap aspect of it, and then we'll get to Alex on what the basketball fit might look like if they can accomplish it. And then we have a list of guys that the Heat are looking at for the MLE, the mid-level exception, either part or all of it. And Adam has released some of that list. We'll get to that next. But let's start with DeRozan. Adam, can you explain sort of why the Iguodala factor plays into this?
So in terms of the cap, if Iguodala, it was always going to be hard to acquire two free agents, two impactful free agents this year. The Iguodala contracts, the Goran Dragic contracts, only one of them really could net you a big-time impact player if you want to use it in a sign-in trade. But if you use – I know I'm cutting into what Greg was going to say, but if you use the Iguodala contract as a to facilitate a sign-in trade with DeRozan, it's possible. But he's not going to be making $15 million on his next deal. That's the issue. And if he's not making that much money – that impacts DeRozan's money. And is DeRozan going to be okay with getting a little bit over whatever you could, you know, cobble together with other ancillary pieces, or is that not going to be an option? And Andre Iguodala has to play ball. He has to be accepting of whatever the Heat want to do. I mean, they made him a free agent. Otherwise, they could have just exercised that option and sent him and traded him and use that as a $15 million expiring contract.
And just to add to that, before I go to Greg on this, our understanding is that Andre Iguodala would like to be in Golden State. That is where his focus is. But we also know, and Greg will get to this in a second, that Golden State really doesn't have much money to play with. So it's not an easy option for him. But sending him to San Antonio was not something that's attractive to him. And remember, there was a situation with Andre previous, which is how he got to Miami in the first place, which was that he was sent to Memphis and he sat out because he didn't want to be there. And by the way, we've now closed the book on the Justice Winslow trade because neither Andre Iguodala nor Justice Winslow nor Jay Crowder nor Deion Waiters nor James Johnson are with the teams they were traded to at the deadline. And by the way, we can now all agree, yes, even you, Alex, that it was an excellent trade for Miami that helped them get to the finals. But let's get to it, Greg, here on the Iguodala thing, because I've heard he was not really playing ball with the Heat, as you mentioned, Adam, and that's part of why this has gotten more complicated maybe than they would have liked. So how do they wiggle their way out of this?
It's funny. Iguodala strikes me as the type of dude that even if he had $15 million coming to him, he was probably telling people, I'd rather go for the vet minimum or whatever they're willing to offer me back in Golden State to get back with my guys, you know? So obviously this gets a little trickier, particularly involving Golden State is difficult because just the four guys that their top four guys, they're hitting the hard cap number right there. They have $166 million committed. So they don't have a lot of vehicles with which to add players, veteran minimum. They may have the biannual or the taxpayer mid-level, but even that, like the luxury tax implications means that's much more expensive than those make it. So involving Golden State is hurdle one. The other issue here for now that Iguodala's team option is no longer viable, like what do you send to San Antonio that makes sense. And if it's not a sign and trade where you're getting multiple teams involved and Iguodala finds his way to Golden State, only the first year has to be guaranteed on his sign and trade. What else will San Antonio want? Question mark. And that's where I think we will now see, does Miami have to give up a player they don't want to have to give up, like a Duncan Robinson? Mm-hmm. Or can they find a way to maybe cobble together Kendrick Nunn and maybe a couple other contracts and get to a place where DeRozan is accepting of the contract he would get en route to Miami.
All right, I'm going to go to Alex, I promise, but I want to pull that comment back up, the last one that had Kelly Oubre in there, because this is something we've discussed on our chat here. Iguodala, Golden State, Oubre, San Antonio, DeMar, Miami. There's obviously other things that would need to happen here, but it did come out that Oubre, I guess there was some report that Oubre may want to play in San Antonio, but also – Greg, what you mentioned, our understanding is that San Antonio likes Duncan Robinson quite a bit. And so that basically creates another element here, which is, and I'm going to go to the basketball part of this with you, Alex, is that when we posted this on Twitter and then it got some life and then Mark Stein reported it. So I guess now it's legitimate. We love Mark. So it's nothing negative towards Mark, but it's like, you know, everybody on Twitter, somebody they've heard of has to have reported it, even if we have it first, for them to accept it. But Alex, the basketball end of it, Heat fans were kind of split. Like, there's half the Heat fans that love the idea because DeMar is a talent. There's no question about that. He'd be the best scorer on the team when he comes here. But also, you're talking about he's a mid-range, specialist who has not played particularly well in the playoffs in his career. And then you're throwing DeMar and Jimmy together. We're gonna cycle back and talk more about the Lowry situation. Wouldn't you need a Duncan Robinson to make this thing work, I guess?
Yeah, Ethan, and you know me. Keep Duncan. I'm in that scenario where it's like the DeMar stuff. I knew that as soon as you guys put that out there, it was going to be this whole controversial topic for Heat Twitter. And look, man, you want to talk about hoopers versus basketball players. DeMar DeRozan is a hooper. No, but really, like, I just think, to me, like, having DeRozan as a fourth is a luxury. I understand that the fit isn't the cleanest in the world, and everybody's kind of overthinking that. Look, it's valid concerns of, like, how he's going to play on a team with Lowry, Jimmy, Bam, how he's going to play off ball, understanding that he could do a lot of stuff with the ball in his hands, understanding that we've been saying they need an extra bucket getter, an extra guy who can do stuff with the ball in his hands. It is going to be sort of a clunky fit off ball, but I'm still in on the idea. I just think you can't really turn your nose at a talent like that, especially when all the chemistry stuff is there. And he fills one of the holes that we've been talking about for months, even though if it's not the first name that comes to mind, you know, like a lot of people would prefer Ingram, but DeRozan is a bucket getter, man. That's what he does.
And I know, Greg, you want to get in, but Alex, I want to pivot on one other question here to you, and then we'll get to some of these super chat comments. We've talked a lot about Bam being more aggressive offensively, right? If you're bringing in Lowry with DeRozan with Jimmy, you're not asking Bam to be more aggressive offensively then, right? Like,
You got to shoot threes now. You have to.
From okay. The corners.
From the corners, which we know he's been working on. I mean, we've all talked about that. But I guess one of the things we were talking about with Lowry was that he would push Bam to be more aggressive offensively. Well, now ostensibly he'd be playing with his best buddy, who he played with for how many years, half a decade or more in Toronto. I would assume a lot of the offense would go that direction. Greg, I know you want to get in, but let's get to a couple of the super chat comments here that came in. Thank you. I can't read because I'm old. Ty, I love the show. Keep the good work. My question is, how quickly do you think Miami will strike and get a deal done with whatever free agent they're interested in? Adam, let me pivot to you on this, because the free agent that they're most interested in is Kyle Lowry. We know that. I think all of us have hesitated a little bit to say it's done, because nothing is done in this league until it's done. But all of us have information that it's about as close to done as it could get, at least from the Heat's perspective. They believe that unless somebody comes over the top with some ridiculous offer, that they're getting Kyle Lowry. Is that where all three of us are at this stage? Okay, we're all nodding. Is there any scenario, Adam, which means they're going to try to get this thing done relatively quickly, right? Like, I mean, they want to lock him in.
Yeah, lock it in as soon as he becomes a free agent at 6 o'clock on Monday. Tell them, look, you go to Toronto, you say, look, you know, we could sign him outright without Goran Dragic, just with cap space. you know that we can give you a little something. You know, Kyle wants to be here. Let's just get it done, get it out of the way, and then we can move forward with our other free agency business. And then use Kyle in your free agency pitches for other players.
Even further to that, they've had to already kind of had these conversations because you don't pick up Dragic's team option unless you know that you can get back to that space, and now they can't get to space. So, like,
I was told by two people, Greg, as soon as they picked up the option today, people texted me and said they got Lowry.
I mean, this has been a thing.
Is there any other scenario, guys, Adam and Greg, where Goran Dragic does not go to Toronto? I don't know if they're keeping
him.
I mean, they give Lowry $36 million per.
I mean,
if you move Goran to a third team,
okay, but he's going to be used in that trade. We all agree on that. That's essentially what that was about today.
Watch your Goran Dragic highlights, and you know, in memoriam of his Heat career. This is it.
Yeah,
Adam, look at that victory lap. I don't like this tone, Adam. Just let us have this, all right? Let us be emotional with Goran.
Let's get into this one. A couple more comments from Justin. Me, Porter, and Mir will pitch in for Drummond buyout if we sign that fraud. And good evening, Ethan, Adam, Greg, and Alex. All right, let's get to some of these other names, and I want to come back to Lowry here as people are texting me, asking me if I have anything else. Watch the show. But you mentioned a list of mid-level guys. Credit to the guys over at Heat Beat for mentioning Batum earlier. But we have slightly different information, and Perry, we'll get to you in a second for sure. We appreciate it. We have slightly different information about Batum in terms of how much they would be willing to offer. So they have this mid-level exception. It does not necessarily mean that they have to give all of it to somebody. We have talked about a lot of these sort of stretch four types that Eric Spoelstra likes. You know, obviously it was Crowder, it was Ariza. And now we went over that list of 10. I feel like 6 of the 10 guys we talked about are the guys that they're looking at right now. So, Adam, go over the list. But, again, does not mean they have to give all the money to one person. What's your list?
So, essentially, the list is, and this is from all of us, this is just one person bringing it together. Plus, we had a few of these guys already confirmed by Barry Jackson of the Herald and of Heat Beat. It's Rudy Gay, Nick Batum, Jeff Green, Malik Monk, Otto Porter, Andre Drummond, and I'm going to add to this Markieff Morris.
And the only one, of course, who's not a stretch is Malik Monk, who's a very close friend of Bam Adebayo, whose career I resurrected by trashing him prior to a game against the Heat. And then he scored 36 or whatever it was with me in the building. I believe I did, so I want a piece of that contract. But the other guys, we've talked about all of them. We've talked about Rudy Gay. We've talked about Batum. We've talked about Markieff Morris. All of them provide a stretch ability next to Bam, with the exception of Drummond. And I keep hearing they're interested, but then I have others who say that it's not as serious as some are telling me. So I'm not entirely sure on it, but I will say that all the other guys fit the profile of a Spoelstra 4 who we would play down the stretch of games, which means Bam Adebayo is staying at the 5, right? So, I mean, that seems to be the direction here. They're not going after a bunch of stiff bigs to play next to Bam, essentially.
Yeah, and I think that's the move that they have to go with. Just lead with Spo. Spo has to be and DeMar is going to be viewed as a 4.
Yeah.
He's going to be. That's just how it's going to be.
Very as long true. As he's the starting 4.
No, and I think this is another thing we should mention is that if the Heat do pull off, whether it's Lowry and DeRozan or Lowry and player X, and they actually make a second sizable acquisition, I think that they're going to be able to justify the thinking behind splitting the mid-level. Whereas if they were only bringing in Lowry and that was it, they were going to need to spend that entire amount to get a starter level player. They may be able to have a plug and play guy with DeRozan getting more minutes, depending on how that shakes out.
Alex, we'll go to you on this then. Some of these mid-level or half mid-level fours we're talking about, we've discussed these on the pod, but just refresh everybody's memory here. Markieff Morris, Rudy Gay, Nick Batum, of those, and Jeff Green, of those 4, because we all like Jamichael Green. We haven't really heard that name. I don't think they're going to be able to get him for that money.
That we didn't hear. PJ.
Right. Well, PJ Tucker, we have not heard associated with the Heat at this
point. make a comment about that. Jake Fisher, you know, the Bleacher Report guy, was on Twitter Spaces, you know, just kind of he was answering questions from a lot of people, and they got Bucks questions about Portis and PJ. I thought this would be relevant here. And he was pretty much making it sound like they're both kind of a done deal to go back to Milwaukee, or at least that's what it's expected at this point. So, yeah, I was going to say PJ would be my number one favorite guy just to take him away from Milwaukee. I still think, and basically going to my next point, I want the Heat to go with bulky versatility at the four. That's kind of where I've landed, whereas, like, they've got a lot of options there, right? And, you know, I love what Adam reported earlier today that they didn't offer the full MOE, because that's kind of where I've been – standing. I just hope that you can get two front court guys with that MLE. I think it's kind of an ideal scenario for the Heat.
Don't all those, like, guys qualify then? Bulky versatility then? I mean, Batum certainly does. That's what I was going to say. Right, yeah.
Oh, I don't think Batum does. Like, I think Batum...
Batum played the five.
Yeah.
For the Clippers this year.
That's he's tons. Bulky after he gets paid, guys. He's
right, exactly.
He's not bulky. He's skinnier than Ariza, so I'm not going to consider... I would take him on this team. There's no doubt about it. I just think it would be... I think it wouldn't be great if you got two skinny forwards after what just happened, you know, in the first round, where it's like your size just got completely exposed, but the Bucks are still going to be there, right? Like, the Nets are going to be back, and they're, you know, I just think that you've got all these options there. It would behoove them to get just a little bit bigger and somebody who could play next to Bam. I feel like if you just get Ariza, Batum, Markieff Morris, like, I think Markieff is actually kind of big. Like, that guy is actually tough. Bulky, strong. Like, I'm not a Markieff Morris guy, but I wouldn't hate that idea just for that. Like, I just think
but Alex, let's talk about what Adam talked about with DeRozan. DeRozan played some four last year. Let's just project. Let's
mostly say best, at the four.
Mostly four. So let's just say that they're able to get Lowry and DeRozan. Okay, don't the needs change there with the mid level? I mean, if you're gonna play DeRozan at the four. I mean, your starting lineup is what? It's Jimmy. It's who's the fifth piece in that group? I mean, if you don't have Duncan anymore, who's the fifth piece?
That's the kicker. We have to find out if Duncan will be there or not. Otherwise, they may need to address that. I guess with the mid-level
you're
exception.
Small. You're super small. You realize that. I mean, if you're playing DeMar at the four with Bam at the five, you are small. I mean,
Jimmy Doug McDermott.
Okay. I mean, that's a name we've talked about. I mean,
I like Doug as a Duncan replacement. I love Doug as a Duncan replacement.
But Jimmy Doug, 6'8".
I just need...
But again, splitting the mid-level, maybe you start Batum. I don't know. There could be other, you know, and then you have DeRozan, Lowry, and Jimmy. I don't love the spacing there. But this will lead me to the point that I wanted to get to when I raised my hand. Just remember, guys, in 2006, when that team came together, and Ethan, I'm not talking about you. Like, Dan Levitard has brought this up.
No, you weren't talking about me. I hated the construction of that
team. No, but listen, Dan Levitard has said, I have seen teams with pieces that don't fit win championships. That was his exact words. Right. I believe it was in the big three rant when LeBron came, and like that applies here. We didn't get LeBron and Bosch, and we haven't got anyone yet, as I call them, we still, because that's just how I roll. But like, I just would caution people as to like looking at the fit and getting all like in the weeds about how it works basketball wise, because it's just too early for that. We don't know what the rest of the roster will look like.
Well, the other point is, and you've made this many times, if you go back to 2005, 2006, okay, the offseason of 2005, when I hated the moves that they made, maybe because I was an Eddie Jones stan, okay, or whatever. But the reality is, I was like, how is Antoine Walker going to play the three on this team? Because the league was starting to get a little bit smaller. That wasn't going to work. I wasn't sure about sort of how he and Posey would fit together as a platoon, whether Jay Will could be sort of a complimentary piece when he'd always had the ball in his hands, go, 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 go in Sacramento. Not only did it work ultimately, basically because Dwayne carried a lot of them, but I mean, the reality is it happened. Okay. But also, Jay Will got so conservative in their offense that they had to tell him to go back to white chocolate because he wasn't that at all. So players do change in different circumstances, and it could happen. And if it's going to happen, it's going to happen in a situation where you've got three guys in Lowry and Jimmy. And Jimmy wants them both here. So you got to figure he's going to try to make this thing work. But let's get into some of the other pieces on the roster we haven't talked about. And then I'll get to a quick break, and then we'll come back. So what's going to happen with Tyler Hero here, Adam? Because, I mean, you know, where does he go? Because we still think he's going.
So you can still package him with Kendrick Nunn. You could package him with Oladipo. You could package him with Iguodala still. A three-teamer with Goron. there's still ways you could go about this. And Colin Sexton.
Yeah. So Ariza's still, bird rights too, if you send him somewhere.
So if there's a guy you like enough that you want to fill that big versatile four position, or if there's another starter out there, if the DeMar DeRozan thing doesn't materialize, you still have an option. And then I mean, still, why not bring him back if you don't have the options or the contracts to do it now? Why not?
Well, okay, there's some behind-the-scenes stuff we've talked about. We don't know exactly where that stands at the moment, but when we've reported it, that's one of the reasons that we've talked about maybe it being unlikely for Tyler to be back. But let me ask this question then. If Dragic is not back, which we're assuming now he's not going to be because of obviously using his contract, and Nunn is not back likely, and we've heard about a couple of teams for Kendrick. I don't know if you want to throw them out there, Adam, but there's a couple of teams that they're the kind of teams we expected for Kendrick. I'll just leave it out there. Teams where he can be an immediate scorer. Go ahead.
Detroit, OKC.
Yep. Right. The types of teams we expected for Kendrick, team that might overpay a little bit for a guy who can put the ball in the basket, reasonably young, close enough to timelines as those teams grow, where he becomes a young vet for those teams. That's exactly the type of team we thought that Kendrick may end up with. And my information has been Detroit for a while, so you've added OKC to that. But if Nunn is not here and Dragic is not here, from a basketball perspective, you could make a pretty strong case that Tyler Hero as a sixth man with the group here, he'd be allowed to grow at his own pace, maybe without all the pressure that was put on him last season. And if some of the stuff behind the scenes can be sort of sorted out a little bit that we've alluded to kind of cryptically, then maybe it can work, right? I mean, he doesn't necessarily have to go somewhere else.
I'll just say this. If Jimmy gets Kyle and DeMar, he's going to feel pretty good. He's going to be pretty happy. And I think that if it makes the most sense basketball-wise, I just have a feeling that these guys are about one thing at this point, and they would look past that kind of stuff.
Well, I think the thing that's clear is Jimmy wants to win now. And we've talked about this all offseason. He wants to win now. It is about that and nothing else. And that's why when we always talked about the Goran situation and whether he would be okay or not okay, there's very few circumstances, I think, where Jimmy would have been okay with Goran going somewhere else. Being sacrificed to get Kyle Lowry and potentially DeMar DeRozan is one of those rare situations. So I think that's where we're at. But we'll get to a break here in a second, and then we'll sort of go through, we'll sort of finalize the rest of the stuff that we have here. But Alex, from a basketball perspective, you know, again, we don't know what's going to happen with Robinson. We haven't talked about Deadman, maybe bringing him back as sort of a cheap big off the bench, somebody that they liked, unless he gets a better offer somewhere else. But from a basketball perspective, like Alex, where does the shooting come from if you don't keep Tyler, if you don't keep Duncan, if you know, you don't have Dragic, you don't have none, like these are all of your shooters. I know there was a Danny Green report that was out there. I haven't confirmed that one to this stage.
Also by Jake Fisher.
Oh, Malik Monk.
And Malik Monk is another guy we've talked about.
Fisher's the one who said it on when it comes to Danny Green.
But they've got to have three shooters on the roster, don't they? Somewhere?
Easily, especially if you're talking about with DeRozan, you automatically got to go straight to the shooting. Like that becomes your.
We need, you know, Max Strus.
Oh man,
we need Namdi, not Gabe Vincent. We do need Namdi. And then I mean, that's why I think with the biannual, they may have to plug a backcourt spot, a shooting spot, a specialist. I mean, like a player like that.
Yeah, I mean, look, they got to go all in on that again. I think like trading Duncan, if you get DeRozan, is a costly and risky mistake. And I think it's tough to not do it, to pass up on it.
I don't know if it's a mistake. I don't think that's.
No, I'm saying it could be. It could be. I should have framed that better. It could be one, because it's like you need to make that work. And at that point. And this may be a hot take. I don't know if it is or not. I would rather trade Tyler if you're acquiring DeRozan than Duncan. Like I'm, if you're going Lowry DeRozan, you're all in. You're going all in.
I understand that.
Duncan is the immediate better fit, and that's it. That's, I don't know, man. Like I think you shouldn't be trading these guys.
You may be onto something.
All right, we're gonna get to our thoughts about how far a team like this could go, and then sort of we'll go into other things we expect tomorrow, other rumors we're hearing. Before we do, I want to tell you about PrizePicks.com. Manny, you can throw it up there. Use the code 5, F-I-V-E, at prizepicks.com for all your daily fantasy. Yes, it's still going without the NBA season. It's going with the Olympics. It's going with MLB, and they've got the NFL futures up there. So this is the daily fantasy that that we play over at 5 Reasons Sports. We've got a new show that's going to be starting up here this week, and we're going to take you all the way up into NBA season. So check out prizepicks.com. Use that code F-I-V-E. You guys want to keep the network going? Here's a good way to do it. We get a bonus every time that you guys use the bonus at prizepicks.com. So make sure you use F-I-V-E. That keeps us going, allows us to continue to provide content to you. There it is, prizepicks.com. Use the code 5. You want it to be free, right? You had to go to a paywall to get all the newspaper stuff today? If you don't want it, support our sponsors. We appreciate it. All right, let's get to how far we think a team like this could go. Just with that core four. Let's say that you're able to pull the DeRozan thing off. Also, Adam, you have one more thing on DeRozan here. I don't know if you would. Can you rule out any teams for DeRozan that have been out there in the public space? Are you comfortable doing that?
Lakers, Clippers. I don't think there's a shot he goes there.
Okay. And the reason that I'm mentioning that is because those are the two teams that have been talked about the most. And I have similar information that it's not going to be the Lakers. I had not heard specifically on the Clippers. I know Kawhi opted out. But for all the national media that catches up to us on this stuff, because they're very L.A. and New York-centric, we do not believe he's going to either of the L.A. teams. Okay?
I think Jake Fisher may have also said that earlier this morning, too.
And like I said, Jake has been good on this stuff. He's a good follow. A lot of our information, we're finding that it's sort of doubling up with his at different times, and I think he's getting it legitimately. So that's a guy that you can follow. Where else could DeRozan? Well, before I get to the question I was asking, where else could DeRozan go, guys? Like, New York still, they've got space.
Yeah.
They need a scorer. I mean, they need scoring, right? Like, I mean, they need shooting.
That's
too,
totally the type of team too. Like after getting, they just got into the playoffs. You're like, yeah, just add one more piece. You're gonna be right back in it. DeRozan, Randle, here we go.
What do you think? I mean, does that make sense for them? I mean,
New Orleans.
Is he a good fit with Zion? I don't know.
Dallas.
I don't think so. I mean, these are all reaches.
I like Dallas for DeRozan. That actually makes a lot of sense. Like, they need somebody else who can get to the rim, who can do stuff with the ball. Mm-hmm. I think DeRozan actually makes a lot of sense for Dallas. Shout out to Ben. Always the best commenter. DeRozan, Atlanta makes sense, mm-hmm. too. I just don't know if that's actually
– They need some they need some size in the backcourt and on the wing, a little bit more scoring. We appreciate any Brandon Ingram news. Man, you know what? We'll take some Super Chat comments, and then we'll pivot back. We're going to be here a little longer. Yeah. Throw that one back on. Manny, appreciate it. Any Brandon Ingram news? Maybe Duncan and Tyler for Ingram. What is the situation in New Orleans right now? Because they're clearing space. We know that. They're making a run at Kyle. They're putting it out through national reporters that they're making a run at Kyle. There was a report that they have a meeting with Kyle tomorrow. Is any of this, do you think, the push for Kyle to try to get something else done with the Heat, maybe, or force the Heat's hand in some way? Like, what is David Griffin up to, do you think?
I feel like if they don't end up with Kyle, they're just going to throw a monster sheet at Duncan. Just a huge sheet and tell the Heat, try us. You know, you took our guy, we're going to take yours, basically. And honestly, if the Heat are going for DeMar, they might not match, you know? But I mean, I don't think the Kyle Lowry thing with New Orleans is really anything much. I think they're definitely going for a guard.
Okay.
If they don't get Kyle, it'll be maybe a Spencer? Norman Powell type, Spencer, one of those type of guys, but not Kyle.
Another comment here, and I want to, because we're on the Duncan subject, from Thomas. Adam, do you think the Heat is prioritizing retaining Duncan or acquiring DeMar? It's acquiring DeMar. By the way, that's my belief. Also, where is Duncan's offer sheets coming from? So we've kind of discussed that a little bit. The Knicks could make a run at Duncan also.
They should.
Right? I mean, that's another team we've discussed. Right? That makes a lot of sense for them. Provide some spacing there for Randle, because we saw what happened when the spacing collapsed on him in the first round of the playoffs, and they're run by smarter people than they used to be run by. I think that's a possibility. But I do want to pivot back on the one thing with New Orleans, because we did hype up the Brandon Ingram thing, and we do know that Brandon Ingram would be fine with a trade to Miami. We reported that. We're standing by that. Is that actually even – I mean, let's say that the DeMar thing doesn't work out here. And some Heat fans
still
think
possible.
Some people think Brandon Ingram is a better idea than DeMar anyway, because he provides absolutely spacing. Is. Right.
Here's a path. How about you sign and trade Kendrick to OKC to get your pick unlocked and then head on back to New Orleans?
Right, because that would give the Heat ability to trade the picks.
Maybe not to New Orleans, because I don't know that they want picks. But
no,
yes.
they want to win now. Griff needs to save his job and keep Zion. So they need to win
Presti,
now.
You think Presti would unlock the would take the protections off for K Nunn? I think that should turn into the Heat's number one move if that can happen.
I don't know.
But do you see where things are going? We have like four or five different moves that are going to be happening simultaneously for the Heat. They need, and then there's getting Duncan Robinson. What do you do with Tyler? Do you get DeMar? Kyle Lowry.
Do you sign and trade? None. But the number one thing, though, is still make sure that you secure Kyle Lowry, right? Because if you don't, regardless of what people think of a 35, 36-year-old point guard on a three-year deal, if you don't secure Kyle Lowry, then a lot of this stuff was pointless. You're losing Jimmy's best friend in the team and not bringing in his best friend in the league. I think that's a bad route to go down from a chemistry standpoint. But also, I mean, the Heat have been acting for a while, I can tell you, behind the scenes. Like, Kyle Lowry is theirs. If they lose him now, it's not just us now. It's everybody. It's Heat-friendly. It's Heat-friendly reporters who have reported it. Okay? It's Heat out there. Reports. No, but it's in the space, Adam.
No,
like, it's not
true.
Just us.
They picked up Goran's option, guys. Like, that is the biggest tell ever. They literally took themselves out of the free agency space.
Right. They have to get Kyle Lowry now. They have to, right?
I mean, it's been in the works since the day the Raptors crashed out of the bubble.
Right.
That day. That's the first time, if you go back, you'll hear any of us talk about it.
Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for Five on the Floor on the 5 Reasons Sports Network. As you know, we heard from Pat Riley recently. Everybody has an opinion on trades, free agency, who they should keep, who they should give up, who they should get. Well, whatever it is that Riley and the Heat do, you don't want them giving up too much and getting too little, right? Well, the same is true of shaving products. And that's why I use Harry's shaving products. I love the way it handles. I love the way it looks. And I love the quality of the shave. I have a little bit of trouble growing out a good beard, so better to just shave it off and make sure that it looks somewhat professional. These are German-engineered blades made in their own factory, so they stay sharp longer. Means you can use them longer. And also, they've got customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2, half of what you pay for other big brands. Also, I would recommend the shaving lotion as well, and the body wash. So check it out. You can go to harrys.com/5. That's harrys.com/5. You'll get a $13 trial set for just $3. Again, don't pay too much and get too little. Same is true of shaving as NBA transactions. harrys.com/5 for your $3 trial set.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And what's interesting with the Heat and all this stuff is we always talk about it. They always cycle back to the same guys, always. And it's always the guy from the very beginning, just like it was with Jimmy Butler, and now it is with Kyle Lowry. And they secured Jimmy, even when there were a lot of things that could have fallen apart. Andy worked magic at the end to get it done with the whole screw-up with Dallas and a bunch of other screw-ups that haven't been reported that weren't the Heat's fault. They figured it out that day. They got that thing done when it didn't look like it was going to get done. It cost them. They're still dealing with it, the whole OKC thing and everything else, dumping Harkless. All right. But they got it done. Now they're in a position where they have to get this done. They have the best cap guy in the business to get it done in terms of creativity. Our only concern, I think, all along, guys, has been when they're trying to do so many things at once that sometimes you can lose everything, right? If you don't, like, as Pat always says, keep the main thing the main thing. The main thing is Kyle Lowry, right? Like, when they get DeRozan, they don't get DeRozan. If they come out of this without Kyle, it's not a success. Is it
dramatic to say if they don't get Kyle, it's kind of like it's a semi-disaster? Like,
it could be if they don't rebound. They'd have to make a significant trade for a player that we've never even talked about. It's total disaster. I'm with you. But that's why they don't set themselves in the spot that they just did today unless they have an indication that it's going to work the way that they need it to work. There's just no way that they would have punted on the little flexibility they still had if they didn't have something like that in the works. Now, all the other moves, the DeMar stuff, the next piece, that all TBD to be confirmed. But I think Kyle, I think we all would say, like, we're very confident there.
All right. Alex, I'm going to go to you. I got one more sponsor we want to get to here because we appreciate our sponsors here. We want you guys to check out boozebandage.com. That's right. This is a new sponsor of the 5 Reasons Sports Network. Before you drink, I don't have one yet. I'm having them sent to me. But boozebandage.com, before you drink, it's got vitamin A in it. Basically, it will keep you. There you go. Manny's got it. 20% off. Go to boozebandage.com, and you will not have a hangover the next day. Okay? So we're not encouraging drinking, certainly not drinking and driving. But if you're going to do it, you want to feel better the next day so you can follow all the Heat Free Agency news. So go to boozebandage.com. Use the code 5RSN there, 5RSN there, to get 20% off. We got your CBD. We got your booze bandage. So you can recover from whatever it is you do on a given night with the CBD and with the booze bandage. So check that out. 20% off. boozebandage.com. All right, let's get to the next part of this, which is the Lowry money. Because I don't think a lot of people have heard us say this. We talk about a lot of stuff on our chats that that I forget about by the time we actually pod or stream or whatever. It's been known that Kyle's trying to get like $30 million a year, but that's not necessarily what the number would be from the Heat, right, Adam? Like, it doesn't have to be that much to play.
It can't be anymore.
Right.
It can't be.
Right.
So they know what the number is going to be.
My projection on all this has been 3 for $75 million.
So there's no worry that the Pelicans can outbid then?
I mean, they can outbid them.
They can technically now, but that's why would the Heat have done that? You know what I'm saying? Like, this is back to the original point.
I wanted to ask a question about that because I was of the mind that even if, and look, I'm just kind of going through stuff in my head as I drive Uber at night, just kind of like, wouldn't it have just made sense for them to keep Dragic in and accept his option even if they didn't have something lined up? Just to kind of be players in the trade market going, whether it's now in the short term or in the, you know, next trade deadline, if nothing were to happen. But then,
in theory, yes.
Because you guys are talking about how they don't have any room anymore.
But if they were to do that tomorrow when free agency goes live, they have no cap space. They literally have zero cap space. So it's like, do you want to go into the first day of free agency with no leverage? And I don't think they wanted to do that. They pounded that point home to Toronto. That's why I feel like a deal likely has been consummated, like, verbally. They're, you know, not going to say that out loud. But, like, that's all of the signposts are there. You know what I mean?
Dot connection, right?
So let's put it at a percentage, okay, for people who, you know, again, are Goran Dragic fans, and understandably, seven should go in the rafters. There's no question about that. He kind of got caught between eras a little bit here, which is unfortunate. You know, if Chris Bosh doesn't get the blood clots on the day that Goran's acquired, you know, that team maybe goes to the finals. I mean, that's the way that team was constructed. He stayed through it. Well, I know you believe it. He stayed through it. They went 30-11 during that stretch, largely powered by him and Deion and James Johnson, to be honest, more so than anybody else. And then he obviously, you know, he took them in a lot of ways to the finals and then couldn't complete the job, but tried to and gave himself very short recovery time before this season. And obviously it was disappointing, but he still had moments. Like, this is not going to be easy for the casual Heat fan that doesn't follow the salary cap. that doesn't understand why they've had to do certain things. This is going to be a tough sell. And remember, Heat fans haven't really been in the building very much in the past year and a half either. So some disconnect when they're not going to games, and then they're just going to know Goron's not there. If they're not going to have Goron, and we all believe they're not going to have Goron, what would you put the percentage at that Goron plays another game for the Heat? 10%?
Zero.
Okay. I mean, it's low.
Damn.
The fans will be fine as long as they're winning.
But they have to do something if you look at it now, though. It's not, you can't defer it and not have Goran Dragic for the start of next season, right? Like, it has to be now.
And not only that, but if you look at it, they're getting a guy that's older than Goran.
Right. Who missed as much time as Goran did last season, by the way. I mean, whether it was intentional or not, and it halfway was.
Listen, the first time Jimmy gets in front of a camera and he talks about Kyle, Heat fans will be in.
100%. I understand that, but they have to get – that's why I'm saying, though, you have to get Kyle. Like, you can't come out of this without Kyle saying we're kicking the can down the road till the trade deadline, but you're coming into the season without Goran Dragic because you packaged him for somebody else. Like, this has to be
– You're right.
Constructed in a way that you're getting your target, and, you know, it's – you send out – you know, you do the tribute video and you send out, you know, a press release and talk about how great Goran was for the team and for the community and how much you'll miss him. You do an Instagram post and all of that stuff, which they're going to do, I'm sure. Okay, they do the right thing that way. But you have to get a guy. No, you can't.
If you don't get Lowry, I'm not putting lipstick on that pig, guys. So don't worry. Like, I am not going to hope traffic that.
Don't. I know the fan side of you takes over, but
you're not in on like Dinwiddie is plan B, like sign and trade Goron and something else.
Dinwiddie and Danny Green is not going to make you feel better about that.
Trade Jimmy at that point.
Oh, wow.
If anybody has any other super chats, we'll make sure to read them. They're not trading Jimmy. Here we go. Heat better. Will the Heat allow the new number 7 to wear number 7? I think out of respect, he won't.
Better
out
not.
Of respect for Jimmy's relationship with Goron, too. I would be surprised. I think they'll find another number for
give
Kyle.
One number down. Just give him 6. I think it'll be fine.
77.
You want to give him Mario Chalmers' number? You know I was a LeBron guy. George Hoyos comes in. Thanks for the donation here. Oladipo or Sexton updates? It's been very quiet on Vic. Do we think there's still a chance of retaining him, or do we think he just takes a low deal somewhere else?
That's probably more likely. Although the bird rights thing is super interesting for him, he has the most earning potential in Miami. I think that they could look at him with that biannual, but now, like with this roster construction conversation we've had during this show, like they may need to allocate those resources towards a specialist versus a player like Oladipo. But again, all this is pending. Like if you don't get DeRozan, Oladipo makes a ton of sense.
Adam, any chance Vic's back?
You're getting rid of a bunch of guards this summer. Bring back Oladipo.
Yeah,
bring him back.
You gotta keep somebody, one of those guards, one of those free agents. And I think Depot is the one that's gonna have a really murky market. Like, I don't know who's gonna give him big money. I guess the one, like, of course, we would all love him back for the cheap in a vacuum. I just think, like, what if somebody offers him a 1-year deal, you know, around 10 mil or 9 mil, just something more than the Heat could offer. And it's like, well, if I'm gonna get a prove a deal anyways, might as well go for the money.
Let's get to this one. Thanks. Was it Big Rat 310? Is that what that is? A friend of mine in New Orleans with ties to the front office believes New Orleans is prepared to offer Kyle $35 million in response to our pursuit. Odds percentage of losing him to that. Well, that's about $10 million more than we're expecting the Heat are going to be in, you know, looking to get him. Well, over the course of the deal.
Yeah, course of the deal.
Over the course of the deal.
It's not nothing.
it's a lot. I mean, let's just look at it from New Orleans' perspective. Is that even good business? Like, I mean, right?
Awful business.
I think it is.
It's awful. Hold on.
Let Alex get in. You think it is? You think paying Kyle Lowry $105 million over 3 years, to as the piece to keep Zion in New Orleans? That's good business.
Apparently the stuff with Zion being upset has just been floating around. Like, I keep hearing all these different podcasts and reporters and people keep talking about it like it's this known thing. And if it's that serious with Zion, not that he's going to, you know, leave or dip immediately, but if he's already upset and it's just kind of like demanding that they do something. I think Lowry is a great fit. Now, maybe it's not the smartest thing to go after a 35-year-old point guard two seasons into your franchise player, like to make the all-in move now, and I get that. But if you are going to make that move now, Lowry makes a whole lot of sense for the Pelicans, if you're asking me. Like, I just think
over they could be a playoff team if they keep Ingram. Over 3 years. So you're talking about when Zion hits his prime in 2 or 3 years, Kyle's going to be – and I know we've had this discussion about age with the Heat with Kyle – But Bam's not looking to leave. Bam's locked in here. Jimmy's going to sign an extension here this offseason. So, I mean, if Kyle misses some time, it's not the end of the world. If Kyle misses time in New Orleans on the second or third year of a contract, he's making $35 million a year. You think Zion's – first thing, I don't think there's any chance Zion's staying past the end of this contract anyway. Okay,
but he's still got Ingram too.
He may be the first rookie that doesn't sign his first deal and gets out of there on the rookie deal.
He's headed to a bigger market.
That's why they're going after Kyle. You guys just...
But Kyle is not – Kyle's not going to keep Zion.
No. That's like trade every pick you have and go get Bradley Beal. That's how you show Zion. You know what I mean? Like, that's the chance you take. You don't
–
But it's the same thing.
Or Dame. One of those two.
Like, Damon Beal is on a completely different category. Like, everybody understands that's the obvious move to make. You go all in for that. I just think they have the draft capital. He's a ceiling raiser and a floor raiser. That's all I think about Kyle.
I think he's exactly
the type of player they need to make a playoff push. You're
telling the Pelicans to renounce Josh Hart, renounce Lonzo, and then give Kyle $35 million?
Yeah,
which is all their space.
So your haul that you got for Anthony Davis,
the haul minus the picks, Brandon, not Josh Hart.
Still Lonzo and Josh. Those are two big pieces that you got for
high-level role players.
Okay.
Hey, I'm just telling you. Man.
The thing is, all it would do to the listeners or the viewers' question, all it would do is probably raise his price tag to Miami by $1 million or $2 million. It would not, I don't believe, compromise his ability to still get to Miami. It would just be a matter of Miami making some certain financial concessions.
Royal comment here. I'm not reading because that'll get aggregated. Zion to Miami confirmed by 5 reasons. No,
you just read it.
I just read it. You're right. I should have done it. Juan Hernandez, thanks for the donation, but we need a comment though. Send a comment. We'll get you in here. Let's ask honestly though. What is the number where Kyle decides he's not going to go play with his buddy in the place he really wants to play? I mean, money isn't everything, but it's something, right? I mean, can Dallas Adams still get in on the conversation here for him?
No, I think it's
New Orleans. Stein's contract.
Because they picked up, Willie Cauley-Stein.
I'll say for me, the number for him to not go to Miami is 31. 31 million.
Okay. It's very specific.
$1 million over 30.
I have to say, it's very specific.
For a reason.
Okay. I mean, has this ever happened? I'm just trying to think, Greg, historically. Has there ever been a situation where the Heat, where a team came over the top of the Heat financially to get the guy? Like, I don't feel like that's why they've lost out on people before.
Only on mid-level guys. Only on, like, the Charlie Bells and the Tyler Mo Williams pursuits.
Oh, God, the Charlie Bell, man. I mean, seriously.
Well, I take you back. Like, that's what I'm here for.
But they've had some bad pursuits. What was the story with Mo Williams going all the way back? They lost out on Mo, right? But
Because all they had was the mid-level, and they tried to convince him to come to a more winning situation, and he took the money.
Oh, James, you just hit on Adam's favorite topic here.
Oh yeah.
Thank you for the donation, James. Could the Heat get Jeremy Grant from Detroit? Do you have actual information on this, Adam, or is this just an idea that you like? I don't think we have actual information on it. All right, here's another one. This is from Steven. Thank you again. Could CJ McCollum still be in play? What's going on in Portland? You're the guy who broke the Dame stuff before everybody else, Adam, nationally. What's the latest there?
I don't think he's not a Miami guy for CJ. I do think he still gets moved. Mm-hmm. I think if you look at it, Portland is more of a, we'll give you CJ for Ben Simmons. And Philly's like, no, we want Dame for Ben. You know, that's the kind of tug of war that we're in right now.
I would trade CJ for Ben.
Are the reports of basically Daryl Morey asking for like the ghost of Wilt Chamberlain and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in his prime for Ben Simmons, are these accurate reports that are getting out there right now, or are they just to make Daryl look bad?
No, those are actual reports, because if you're Daryl Morey and you have Ben Simmons, I either want Dame or Beal, or give me everything else that you have for those other teams, from those other teams. Do you have Dame? No. Give me everything that you have.
But isn't his value somewhat diminished at this stage? That's what I don't understand.
It's not diminished. No, he's still a superstar. Not a superstar, a star. He's still a star. Top three defender in the league. He brings you something that no one else does.
Yeah.
He's a star. Oh, yeah.
He's on
a max deal. He's still young. He's very marketable. The people that are saying he has negative value do not.
Are we talking about Ben Simmons right now?
Yes, you are. You're gonna
turn off. Can we talk about something else? What are we doing right now? The listeners don't care about this.
He has value.
Thank you, Brett, the movie guy. Chances Bugs Bunny signs with us. I didn't see Space Jam.
Why did we read that one?
I'm not sure, because they sent us money. Sorry, we're getting a little. It's been a long ass day, man. I had other plans today. All right, from Dead Geese, McDaniel. What's Plan B just in case we don't get Lowry? Let's talk about that. We all believe they're getting Kyle Lowry. The Heat believe they're getting Kyle Lowry. Okay, they're consistent on that. Okay, let's say they don't get Kyle Lowry. I mean, they have to pivot to another point guard, right? You can't sell the fan base on Spencer Dinwiddie.
Goran Dragic.
At $19 million.
Dinwiddie is the second best option.
Can you get a first rounder for Goran?
But how do they do that? Like, now they're in a situation where with Goran, you would have to be able to find another team that wants to take him on. And I feel like, I don't know.
Would Brooklyn want to take on Goran?
Not at 19 million. I don't think that they'd stay below the hard cap.
I mean, shit. I don't know if you could somehow get Brooklyn to take on Goran and something else.
We're
and
actually,
then maybe Dinwiddie's the backup plan, but I don't know.
Brooklyn may not be subject to hard cap rules anymore, actually.
I have to look that up. There's a few teams I'm not really sure about right now, to be honest.
Also, wasn't
there one of them
that the Sexton stuff was kind of like done now ever since the draft? I heard
we just said it wouldn't happen until the draft. That's it.
No. I'm saying,
and then afterwards, the update was we'll wait until after the draft, see where things land.
No, but I think
it's a dark horse option for Miami. That's my personal opinion, not based on intel. Colin Sexton is a dark horse option.
Not a point guard, though.
I was referring to, and I would agree with that. Scoring guard, I'll take him regardless. But I was just referring to, I can't remember who it was, but there was people saying that the Rubio trade and drafting Mobley signaled to them that Sexton was going to be staying, that they weren't going to move him. Yeah. I don't remember who it was at the time who said it, but I was just wanted to tell the people that
you want
to
pay
reliable info.
You want to pay Jared Allen and Colin Sexton max contracts and then not have any money to do anything else
and be 10th in the East until the end of time, basically.
That's what they do.
A couple more guys. I'll get to your comment. Oh, Beast checking in here. We'll get to that comment there in a second. But let's get to a couple more guys that we talked about a lot, but we just want to see where they may head. We don't think they're coming to Miami. It looks like John Collins is going to resign in Atlanta. Is that where that's headed, Adam, probably?
Or San Antonio.
Okay. And the other one is Lonzo Ball. A lot of noise about him with a couple of different teams. Chicago was one. Dallas, you think it's Chicago still?
Chris Haynes came out, he was on NBA TV earlier today and said that it appears as if a marriage is likely or a relationship is likely, something like that. I'm paraphrasing totally. I don't mean to misquote Chris Haynes. He's an awesome dude. Met him at All-Star Weekend and he was very nice. But he said there's going to be a marriage between Lonzo Ball and Chicago. And you know he knows what's going on with that guy.
Chris has a relationship with the Ball family, so I think he's fairly plugged in there. All right. One more time. Alex, go.
Oh, I was just pointing to this guy who just donated right now.
Oh, there we go.
We got to him.
Brian Drake. Let's get to it. Okay. Thank you for the donation. Boogie, JaVale, Drummond, Deadman, or Cantor, rank and fit. Wow. Okay. Also,
no.
No.
Deadman. Deadman.
He gave us a good sum of money here. So I got to answer the question. Also, the Wizards jumped us with a Howard deal, I believe. Let's get to the bigs. Boogie, thank you for the Deadman comments there. Boogie, JaVale, remember that Boogie was out there all last season. They didn't take a look at him in any significant way. Throw it back up. I need the names again. Please, Manny, throw it back up. I'm old. I forget stuff. Okay. There we go. Boogie, he's just effing with me now. Boogie, JaVale, Drummond, Deadman, or Cantor? All right, well, first, I haven't heard them associated with Cantor in any way. JaVale, no. What is a reasonable price for Deadman, guys? Like, what? I mean, he was really good at what they asked him to do last year.
Minimum.
Just the minimum?
Yeah, minimum.
I don't think he played himself into anything over that.
The biannual?
Not long enough. I feel like the Heat are going to have bench needs that transcend Deadman that they need to spend that money on. I think that they're going to use, like, let's say a portion of the mid-level to Adam's reporting about Nick Batum, split it between Batum and another big. Like, I just don't know that they would then take the biannual and also spend it on another big.
I would rather JaVale than Drummond. I'll say that.
Well, he fills a role without expecting to do too much. That's the thing.
Yeah, he could actually still be a lob threat and rebound and protect the rim. Like, Drummond is just out there missing layups.
But so much smoke about Drummond, guys, for so long. Can we deny it? I mean, the smoke is so heavy.
I had heard that Pat's going to find a way to get one traditional big on this roster, one way or the other.
Just don't pay me,
and
please.
That's what I'm saying.
As long as it's not Hassan, I'm okay, guys.
I would take back
Hassan over Drummond.
Hey, Hassan's working out hard here locally.
If we're talking about Drummond's going to cost you money,
that's the guy. By the way, yeah, there are three guys. I reported this incorrectly today. I said the core is Jimmy and Bam. The core, of course, is Jimmy, Bam, and UD. We've got to say that. All right. We got 5 minutes left here. I'm going to tell you one more time about Therapist Preferred, and then we're just going to take your comments as quickly as possible, okay? Super chats. We're just going to take them. We weren't planning on doing more than 30 minutes tonight, but what the hell? We got a lot more stuff to get to tomorrow. Remind you about Therapist Preferred. Go now. Support our sponsors. That supports us. This is Premium CBD. Check it out. They also got the sports cream, which they sent me as well, which is really cool.
The green apple ones are fire.
He loves the green apple. I like the strawberry lemonade. Go to therapistpreferred.com, 25% off. Make sure you're using that code 5reasons, and you get the shipping taken care of there too. So it'll come to you probably within a week, and you can try it out yourself. And, actually thinking – you know, some people who use our sponsors, we're actually going to bring them here on the stream. So we'll give you a little shine for helping us out here over 5reasons. All right, let's get to it. We're going to blitz. If you got super chat comments, we're going to go through them real quick. This one comes on, and I apologize for the pronunciation here. That's something I'm bad at. Adeshkar Supnath. Did I get that right? I think so. What about Marcus Smart? All right, we reported that the Heat poking around there basically with Marcus Smart. And of course, Boston picked up Josh Richardson, reshuffling the deck a little bit. Adam, anything more on that?
No. I heard, actually, the first time I heard it was a month and a half ago that they were going to call and check in and see if they can get him, if he's a feasible guy that they can get, but nothing else.
Okay. All right. So that's where they're at with Marcus Smart. Is Miami interested in an Avery Bradley reunion? This comes from Curtis. I saw that reported today. Would that surprise you, Greg? I don't know.
Yeah, I'll clarify it. So what was said by Shams was that the previous teams he's played for and contenders are going to be strongly interested. And then one of the Heat blogs took that and said, the Miami Heat are seriously interested because they just qualify as one of those teams. There's nothing going there. They are moving on from the Avery Bradley experiment.
The greatest ability for the Heat is availability. I think that I would be surprised if they made another run at Avery Bradley, but who knows? Get the best comment. Alana, I'm not going to try to pronounce your last name. I apologize for that. There's no chance I'm actually going to do that here live. This comes in from George. Is Buddy an option? See, Alana, if your last name was as easy as that, I would do it. Is Buddy an option if they can't get DeRozan? What do we think happens with Buddy Hield, guys?
He gets moved for nothing, and it surprises everybody.
Yeah, I'm with Adam, but not to the Heat.
I mean, he almost got moved for Kuz and Harrell with no picks, so I believe it.
So nothing.
This is another case of Sacramento drafting guys, overdrafting guys, right? Then once they get to a certain level, not paying them, with the exception of Fox, drafting more guys to take their place, to push them out of the way. Endless cycle of futility. All right, this one comes in from Big Rad 310. Please, no UD. They're tight with money. I'm not reading that, even though you sent me money. I can't read what? That. UD would be mad.
It's not like UD is getting in the way of other moves.
He's not getting in the way. UD can stay there forever as far as – UD gave you literally –
He's part of the PowerPoint, man.
He gave you the best 3 minutes of the entire season, and nobody could argue otherwise with me on that. Seriously, Alex and I were there. Best 3 minutes. Only thing I'm going to remember about that entire season were those 3 minutes in the post-game presser. He made his money there. You can come back, UD, anytime. By the way, when you retire, podcast on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Announcement related to a former Heat player about that tomorrow. There's a tease. This one comes in from, I can't read, DB22. Any chance Kawhi and Kyle, is it possible? Zero. Kawhi is just going to re-sign for more money, right?
The same thing with Chris Paul?
Yes. This one comes in from Kendall Smith. Let Lowry wear 7. I don't think
that's a clutch corner guy.
That'll be worked at behind the scenes.
Oh, man.
Welcome to the clutch corner.
Welcome.
Why, bro?
Dragic slander. That's appropriate. No, that number's going to the rafters. Alex, this comes in. Do you believe Tyler likely gets traded? I still believe Tyler likely gets traded. Yes. Have you come off of that, Adam?
No. I'm still on it, but I mean, it's you don't have the contracts anymore.
That's true.
That's all.
That's changed a little bit. Erica, thanks for the donation, but no comment. If you have a comment, we'll read it. Proudly packed. If DeMar falls through, Tim Hardaway Jr. be an option. Greg, you've had some information on this. Looks like Tim's likely going back to Dallas, right?
Yeah, so I poked around on this when I heard that, you know, it had kind of came up again. It sounds like Tim Hardaway Jr. is pretty certain that he's heading back to Dallas, so much so that he is on vacation as free agency starts tomorrow.
That's usually a good sign. Although it's not usually a good sign.
I thought he was here in Miami. I saw a video of him like yesterday shooting around here.
Is he back? I don't know. Dwayne was on vacation and he never came back to Miami, so that didn't work out very well. Anyway, 2016. This is what comes in from Chargers boys. With all these potential moves, will they still have money for Jimmy Butler extension? It does not affect it. They're gonna offer Jimmy the extension and Jimmy's gonna take it. We're staying consistent with that information.
Yeah, and the reason why is the hard. And I don't mean to interrupt you, Ethan, but the reason why is that extension number would go in subsequent seasons.
Right.
So it would not have any ramifications on the hard cap that they would be limited by right now.
And remember, you're bringing in Jimmy Butler's players. So you're committing to Jimmy Butler. Christian Cardis, New Orleans still Tyler's likeliest new home. I don't know if we've had a likeliest new. You think so, Adam? I don't know if we've ever said that about Duncan. I think we said that about Duncan at one stage. I don't know if we've necessarily pinpointed it for Tyler, right?
I would say yes, just based off of the fact that the only other name other than Colin that we've heard is Brandon Ingram.
I'm going Oklahoma yes. City. They wanted him when all that Russ West stuff and Chris Paul stuff was going around, so I'm going OKC.
And he's on the right timeline, and they're giving the extension to Gilgeous Alexander, so – That would be a fit there. So because of from Mr. Loudpack, what about Isaiah Thomas and Jeremy Lin? Isaiah Thomas is represented by the same agent that represents Jimmy. I know that the Heat took a look at him last.
Oh God!
What was the question? I'll try to pick up here.
Isaiah Thomas.
It's not even an option.
Hey, Isaiah Thomas is a hooper.
And Jeremy Lin, geez, that's not an option. No.
I will say there's one thing that I could definitely see. I could definitely see Schroeder getting moved to Dallas, Kristaps getting moved to the Kings, and Buddy getting moved to the Lakers. I could see that happening.
Oh, God.
That's fun.
No, it's not fun with Buddy going to the Lakers. It's not fun. You cannot let Buddy go to the Lakers. That guy, like, I know he's been playing in Sacramento. Ethan's back. Oh, here we go.
We got too hot with too much information here. The Heat shut down my feed. No, it just totally disappeared. Manny, get off
the net.
I haven't showered today. There we go. All right, I don't know what I was saying beforehand. Go, all right, give us a couple more since we're still here. This one comes in from Milan. Can the Heat get DeRozan without losing Duncan? They can.
Good question.
They can. If the Iguodala thing had gone a little bit differently, I think they would have. But the odds, Adam, are not great, right?
I mean, even if they had Iguodala, it's still low because he's a free agent, right? But I mean, at the time, Iguodala was making $15 million, which he will not be this time around.
Right. This one comes in from Miles. Adding Lowry and DeMar puts the Heat where in the East? It's kind of what we were getting at earlier. Third. Behind who? Brooklyn and Milwaukee?
Yeah, but because of
but we don't know what Philadelphia's situation is, right?
We don't know what anyone's going to look like. It's too early for this, guys.
It put him ahead of Atlanta? We don't know what Atlanta's going to look like.
I'll put him ahead of Atlanta and Philly if they get Kyle and DeMar.
Okay. This one comes in from Shambaz. Are we still beating the Bucks, Nets, or Atlanta if we get Kyle and DeMar? What's our ceiling? I think it depends on the shooting, right? Yeah. Really?
But,
I mean,
but you have the talent to do it. Come on now. You have the talent. You have the veterans. You have guys who have won before. You have guys that have incentive to work together to make this work. You're going to have a happy group of guys that want to play together. I mean, the recipe is there. Bulldogs, like, I don't know. I like it.
Adesker comes in. Goran come back if he gets traded, get by him. No, he cannot come back until after this season. He would not be able to come back to the Heat. That rule was put in a few years ago, I believe, because Gary Payton years ago was traded, right, and then brought back to Boston. Was that what it was? Or Boston trade? It had something to do with the Celtics, and they put that rule in afterwards to make sure that a player couldn't be traded and then brought back. This one comes in from Isaac. If we lose Duncan Robinson, does it mean more minutes for Strus? Yeah, I tweeted that today. They like Max Strus a lot. They really do, and they think that there are some elements of his game that actually may come together. Not that he's going to be the type of shooter Duncan is. I mean, again, you're talking about Duncan's an all-world shooter. But there are elements of Strus's game that they think can maybe develop a little bit faster. He's got a physicality to him. I think he could be a movement shooter.
Yes. Like Duncan, that would be pretty interesting.
I trust
their scouting, and like if they really are that high on Strus, that's definitely.
They also think he can be a plus rebounder for the position, and he can be at least an average defender, at least from a physicality standpoint. So he's somebody to watch in summer league. By the way, we were going to do a pod tonight with Brady Hawk and all the undrafted guys, a lot of which are going to be playing in summer league. We'll do that probably in about 48 hours. We got to let some of this stuff settle. This comes in from Curtis. Will the team tell Kyle he must get into Heat shape? That's an interesting one. I don't know that they're going to go back to the days of the Tim Hardaway fat clause. If you remember that one, Tim had two clauses, the three to one assist to turnover thing, which he absolutely despised.
And the body fat percentage clause.
Those are two crazy clauses.
He got weighed like all the time, Ethan. I know, you know this.
I loved covering Tim, and I felt bad for Tim because Zoe was like the good soldier, right? Like Zoe was the one. Like if you sat in front of Zoe after
Ice
the game,
bath,
it was whatever Pat said. It was whatever Pat said. He just parroted Pat like for twice as long usually. But like but Tim, it was my best thing. And I know people don't want to hear about this. My best thing with Tim was you could get Tim to say anything as a reporter, anything. He would repeat the last thing that you said. So it was always the whole. The Nick Bavetta story, I'll tell that another time. Our more comments. This is the Adam just sent money for the hold on, let's get to it. The Let Adam Go Eat Dinner Challenge. All right, Adam, get the hell out of here. I'll take two more super chat comments here. Hear from Heat Better. Did the Heat get in the conversation for Joe Ingles?
I like this one.
I know you like it, but we haven't heard it, right? This is two different things. You like it from an analysis, how fit perspective, but we haven't really heard it. And from Miles, any news on the Nets Big Three extending KD. Adam, before you go, have you heard anything on the Nets?
Nothing.
All right. Go eat dinner. All right. Thanks,
why would they extend those guys? Like,
thanks, everybody, for participating. Try to aggregate accurately. We're trying to just distinguish between moves we would like and moves we've actually heard or possibilities. We will be around tomorrow. Check out the Therapist Preferred. The code is 5 Reasons. 5RS. Did I screw that up? It's 5 Reasons. Why did I screw that up? It's Booze Bandage. It's 5RSN. I apologize for the confusion. 5RSN for Booze Bandage for 20% off. And then prizepicks.com. Use the code 5. That's 3 different codes. I'll try to put them up on the Twitter. Thanks for following, everybody. We'll put this on the pod feed as well. And then we'll be here on the streams and the pods. We'll be switching off. So make sure you subscribe, whether it's on iTunes, Spotify, or here. And you'll get a notification when stuff comes up. Also, Brady will be writing stories for the site. Child labor laws have not kicked in yet, so I'm still having him write 12 stories a day. Final one, Rob. Any young guys Heat fans trade for? Example. We're gonna hold this over, Alex, for another thing. Example: Marvin Kings, Culver, Mini. Anybody? We're talking about I like Culver a lot, but we'll talk about that in a future pod because we gotta get everybody out of here. Thanks for joining, everyone.
Thank you for listening to the 5 on the Floor on the 5 Regional Sports Network.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.